Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, this hot, dry summer we've had has taken quite a toll on lawns around the community. So if you've been wondering about what your options may be for getting some lawn work done to kind of remediate all the damage yet this summer, we have a few tips for you and we'll go over those here this morning. Of course, in many cases, the hot, dry weather destroyed complete areas of the lawn. And if you're wondering how to reestablish grass in those dead areas, you may want to start by sowing grass seed in late summer. Mid-August through mid-September is an ideal time to get grass reestablished or established in bare areas of the lawn. But good site preparation is necessary for a successful establishment of turf grass. Small areas of lawn that need to be reseeded can be prepared by raking the dead spots, with the objective being to break the soil surface so the seeds can get good contact. You want to sow the seed by hand and then work the seed into the soil by lightly raking the area a second time. You don't need much seed coverage in those areas, but you do need to make sure that the seed is worked a little bit into the soil. If you have a large area of your lawn that needs reseeded, you can do this by using a core aerator to prepare the area. These are machines with hollow metal tubes or tines, and they remove plugs of soil when they are run over the lawn. To prepare the site, you will want to go over the lawn 3 or 4 times with the core aerator. So anywhere you want to reseed, make sure you go over that 3 or 4 times. When you're finished, there should be about 20 to 40 holes per square foot in the lawn. Apply the seed, in this case, with a drop seeder, and afterwards drag the area with a piece of chain link fence or a drag mat to break up the soil cores and mix the seed into the soil again. After the seed has been sown, you'll want to keep the upper 1 inch of soil moist with frequent light applications of water. It's often necessary to water newly seeded areas once or up to twice a day, especially if the dry spell we have been having continues. If you do maintain adequate moisture and favorable soil temperatures, which are usually ideal this time of year, the seeds of most turf grasses should germinate in about 2 to 3 weeks. So that would be how long it would take for you to know if you've gotten a good coverage of seeding on that will keep. When you are watering your lawn, you want to make sure that you are doing that either in the morning or in the evenings. Watering in the middle part of the day is usually not recommended because the high heat and higher wind speeds that you will have in the middle of the day will cause much of that moisture that you're putting on the lawn to be lost pretty much immediately due to evaporation back out. So when you're watering, make sure if you are watering areas of your lawn, if you're doing it twice a day, once morning and once in the late afternoon or early evening should be sufficient. If you're only watering it once a day, you may want to go just with the morning or with the late afternoon. Now, if you're wondering why, this is one of the best times to sow grass seeds in Iowa. Late summer seeding has several advantages over spring seeding, so if you have lawn areas that you're wanting to establish, now is the ideal time to do it. The seeds of many cool season grasses will germinate very quickly in the warm soils that are common this time late summer. Warm days and cool nights of early fall will promote rapid growth of most turf grasses. The growing grass also has less competitions from weeds, as there are few weed seeds that germinate in fall. Grass seeds can be sown in the spring from April through mid-May. However, the spring seeding is often less successful than late summer seeding. So if you do have some areas of your lawn that are patchy, and with the recent heavier rains that we've had, you may have seen a little bit of greening up in your lawn again. If you did see any greening up in your lawn, that means that those areas of the lawn are not dead. They were not killed off. They just went slightly dormant with all the dry weather we've had lately. However, with all the recent rains, if you have some areas of your lawn that have greened back up and some areas that haven't greened back up, you may want to consider doing a little bit of overseeding in those areas where the grass did not green up at all, as there is a chance that some of the turf could have been killed off completely by the hot weather that we've had. Now, what should you look for when you're buying grass seed? You want to choose a high-quality seed mix that is best adapted to whichever site you are trying to plant. If you have a sunny area you're trying to overseed, Kentucky bluegrass is usually the best choice. You want to select a seed mix that contains at least two or three bluegrass varieties. Use a mixture containing Kentucky bluegrass, perennial ryegrass, and finely fescues if you have areas of the lawn with sun and shade combined. Your Kentucky bluegrass will dominate in the sunnier areas, and your perennial ryegrass will germinate quickly and grow both in sun and shade, so you'll get some good coverage early on after your planting, and the finely fescues will thrive in the shady portions of the lawn. If you have only shady portions or the area you're trying to reseed is shady, you want to lean more towards the fine leaf fescues, such as creeping red fescue, hard fescue, chewings fescue, or other varieties, as these are best suited for shady areas. Whatever you choose, you want to avoid low-quality seed mixes that contain more than 20% perennial ryegrass or large amounts of weed seed or inert material. High-quality seed mixtures are usually more expensive, but they will produce a better quality, more consistent lawn and require less reseeding in the future. If you're looking for more information on lawn and garden, feel free to give us a call at the Extension office. Stop by 805 West 10th Street. Give us a call at 243-1132. For Cass County Extension, I'm Kate Olson.